Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, school is out for summer, so you'll likely be seeing more and more children running around playgrounds as desperate caretakers search for free distractions for their energetic kids. Many of the parks and playgrounds in particular are shaded with benches and water fountains. You'd think they'd be great places for anyone to stop and rest on a hot summer day. But be wary if you're alone, and if you're in New York City, you could be fined. You need to be accompanied by a child under the age of 12 in order to get into one of these parks department's playgrounds. And some police officers are fining perpetrators. Joining us now is Sumati Reddy, Wall Street Journal reporter for the Greater New York section. Her article, Playground Policing, discusses the phenomenon of chiding the childless. Later on, we'll be taking your calls on this policy. Well, right now, we'll be taking your calls on this policy, 212-433-WNYC. Have you ever had the experience, first of all, folks, have you ever been in a playground without a kid? If so, why? If so, were you looked at suspiciously by the other adults who had kids there? Were you shooed away by a police officer? Were you even given a ticket? 212-433-WNYC. And from parents, we want to know, do you get suspicious? Is this a cause for alarm when you see a childless adult? If you think that they're going to be, you know, stalking playgrounds because they're creepy and potential child molesters, do you feel more protected by this New York City policy? Or do you feel that other adults, which could in any instance be you when you're not in the company of your child, are being discriminated against? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Hi, Sumati. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Is this rule a recent development or has it been in place for a while?
It has been in place for a while. I think at least 3 decades or maybe even more. I don't think the Parks Department gave me an exact time frame. They just said it's a longstanding rule.
And in your article, you tell the story of four grown-ups, three women and one man. They were all fined $50 apiece for eating donuts while sitting in a playground in Bedford-Stuyvesant. What happened? Were they really bad donuts?
Apparently they were really good. It's sort of, I guess, become a destination donut place, and it's in a neighborhood where there's not a lot of green space except for, you know, this playground that fronts a public housing development. And I guess there were a couple of benches outside that were full, so they went inside the playground, you know, completely unaware that this was, in fact, against the law.
How did they describe the process of being given the ticket? Were they asked nicely to leave first, and they demanded, you know, well, I have a right to sit here and eat my donut, I'm not hurting anybody, and then they got a ticket, or was it not like that?
I mean, I think they were pretty shocked. I mean, A, you know, these are all people who don't have kids. They weren't aware of the rule. They were willing to leave once they were like, oh, we didn't know there was a sign out here that says this. But according to them, at least, I did not talk to the policemen. You know, the police wouldn't let them leave and took their identification and, you know, proceeded to give them a summons.
Hmm. Bonnie in Manhattan, did something like this happened to you, Bonnie?
Yes, about a year ago in a small playground at Spring and Mulberry Street at 9 a.m., I entered to drink a cup of coffee. There was no one else in the playground. And a policewoman came in and very politely and very apologetically asked me to leave. She didn't give me a ticket, but she pointed out the sign that said adults without children could not sit in the playground.
And what do you think about this?
I'm appalled, upset, and shocked. There's very little green in my neighborhood, and it was a beautiful day, and I just wanted to drink coffee, and there was no one else in the playground. So I'm quite upset about this rule.
Thank you very much for telling your story. Mason in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mason. You're a parent, right?
Hello, Brian. Yes, parent of a 7-year-old girl, and I think this actually is a great law for concerned parents that, you know, I'm sorry that this woman was who had to take her coffee somewhere else felt, you know, discriminated against. But my biggest problem is with teenagers, kids usually well over the age of 12, who show up in parks and commandeer the swings, the jungle gyms and stuff like that, and they turn it into a very dangerous place sometimes for my daughter, and I usually ask these children to leave
the
if they can, because I say, are you a child? And they say no. I said, well, then you're not supposed to be in here without a child. And they said, well, then I'm a child. They said, well, then you're not supposed to be in here without somebody over the age of this age to be
uh-huh.
with. So, you know, that's my biggest issue, and I'm glad that this law is there. I'm glad that I can enforce it sort of as a parent, and that if I have to, I can call a policeman over.
Thank you, Mason. I appreciate your call. So, Samadhi, is this who the law is maybe mostly targeted at, like rowdy teenagers who are going to make it either, you know, unpleasant or unsafe for the little kids in the playground, but the police feel they have to enforce it on an equal basis because they can't, you know, discriminate against a 19-year-old, and they have to, you know, also ticket somebody who looks like a grandmother?
You know, I don't officially know, but I know that a parent brought up a good point to me about whether it might have been intended for homeless people, you know, who might come to a playground to sleep or rest. And actually, one of the women who got ticketed did mention that as they were leaving, you know, after they got their summons, that there was a homeless man who walked in and the police had approached him. So I think that, you know, that's a possibility. Or, like you said, you know, these rowdy teenagers who are over the age of 12 and you know, terrorizing a neighborhood, so to speak.
Rob in Rego Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing, Guy? What I'd like to say is this. I read the article. It's a wonderful article. It's a very serious situation. It's dangerous. You'll have a guy there standing there, or a woman, whoever it is. They could steal the child, sexual assault. If in a perfect world, if you had a New York City policeman in every single park in New York, it would be great, but you don't. And unfortunately, this is respectful and safe for the parents, and it's a law that you have to deal with.
Thank you very much. Is there a crackdown, Samadhi? Is that part of what you were trying to determine with your article? If you had three people, you had one incident, I guess, three people mm-hmm. near the donut shop at the playground in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Is there some kind of a crackdown like there's been with bicyclists and their traffic laws recently?
I don't think so. I mean, the police did not get back to me. They said they don't, you know, they can't track these complaints because the complaint is it's actually just a failure to comply with a sign, so they can't really keep track of the numbers. But I mean, I would guess that this is not, I think this is, you know, an isolated incident. I know that some of the people in the neighborhood were sort of concerned just because, you know, that is a neighborhood that has some more serious crime issues. So it's like, why were the police, you know, cracking down on this rather than more serious things, you know, like drug dealing or, you know, other problems that they have.
Murat, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I have a 2.5-year-old son, and we go to playground all the time. I'm a parent, but I also have a friend who's a children's book illustrator, and he doesn't have any children, and he goes to the park and hang out just to have an idea of what kids like and get the ambience. And he had mentioned recently that he just felt uncomfortable going to the parks, which I disagree because I don't think anyone should be locked out where we all pay taxes to hang out.
When you say he felt uncomfortable, was it not so much a matter of the law as that parents were looking at him suspiciously?
Yeah, it's more social pressure, I guess, than a law. So,
thank you very much. Samadhi, you're a mother, mm-hmm. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
How old
right.
are your is your child or children?
I just have one. He's three.
Do you come down on one side or the other?
I mean, I have to say, like, I go to playgrounds all the time. That's pretty much all we do. And I had no idea. I don't look at the sign. I had no idea this was even a rule. And I am, you know, occasionally at a playground waiting for my husband and son to come. You know, I'll be there for 20 or 30 minutes alone reading the paper or eating my bagel or whatever. And I've never had a problem. I never really thought of it. But as I think I mentioned in the article, you know, there have been a couple of instances where I've seen someone, usually sort of a middle-aged older man, alone. And I've been a little sort of like, what is this guy doing here? And, you know. And then I'll see, you know, then I'll see like a grandchild or someone come up to him and be like, oh, okay. But, I mean, I can see both sides of the issue, I guess. Although I did find it surprising that most of the parents I just spoke with, particularly in my neighborhood, all thought the rule was silly. And they all thought anyone, you know, should be able to come into a playground and sort of enjoy it.
We've been taking comments on this on our Facebook page. And one of the ones that came in, oh, I misplaced it. I'll get that in a second. But there are these listservs for different parenting groups. In Brooklyn, for example, as you probably know, they have the Bococa Group, Borm Hill, Cobble Hill, Carroll Gardens, and the Park Slope Parenting Group. A friend of mine is on the listserv, and on any given day, she gets emails about playgrounds to avoid because of strangers lurking there. So parents are obviously concerned, and we've heard it from some of our parent callers. At what point do you think it's okay to post a warning on a website?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny. I'm on my I live in Forest Hills, Queens, and we have a website, and people will post things about nannies or other things. And there's always a lot of sort of back and forth about, is this appropriate, you know, what? And, I mean, I guess I think that, you know, if you really think someone's a danger to a child, then you should say something, you know, even if they end up not being.
Laurel writes on our website, are there really child-free adults who want to hang out in playgrounds? I have kids, and I don't even want to go to the playground. Just kidding. Sort of.
I think a good point in Manhattan versus some of the outer boroughs is that in Manhattan, a lot of the playgrounds are within a much larger park. So, yeah, why would someone want to come into a fenced playground when you can sit in Central Park? But in neighborhoods like Bed-Stuy or Forest Hills, I mean, really the only green space you have are these sort of fenced-in playgrounds. And when you have a lot of elderly people who don't, you know, who want to get out and get some fresh air, you know, where are they really going to sit?
Teresa writes, if they are there with friends who have kids, it's okay, but just hanging out on their own, creepy. Renee in Queens, I guess they think you're creepy. Renee, you there?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I said that I go to the park every summer to read a book, and the playground is in a larger outside park. And number one, I feel protected inside the playground from people who might want to sit down next to you in the outside park and start a conversation.
Yes, you get.
And I said that I think some discretion should be used.
Judgment.
Someone's just sitting there reading a book, innocently, a single woman. She's not necessarily a predator. And I understand that it's for the protection of the children. But actually, in the playground, most of the children are there with adult supervision of their own, their parents or caretakers. So, you know, I think that should be reviewed and decided if it's really a functional thing.
Thank you very much. I guess it would... you know, be tricky for a police officer to, not that they shouldn't have to try necessarily, but to make a judgment as to who looks like a predator and who doesn't look like a predator, right? The real sociopaths do a very good job at looking very normal. So Linus writes on our Facebook page, do child-free adults pay for playgrounds with their taxes? Why, yes, I think they do. When children are preyed upon, it is overwhelmingly within the home and by family members. The notion that the general public is somehow a threat to children is an American sickness. So that's one comment on our Facebook page. In our last 15 seconds, Sumati, did the NYPD tell you how many actual incidents of molestation or attempted in a playground they have ever documented?
They didn't know. And actually, I didn't ask for that. I did ask for, you know, how many summons they've issued for violation of this rule, which they said they don't track. But I didn't particularly ask about the molestation.
All right. Somebody ready from the Wall Street Journal, Greater New York section, wrote about playground policing and the $50 fine that some people are getting for hanging out in New York City playgrounds without children. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And listeners, Bye. Thanks for all your calls. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.